Good morning, Stephen Coyle. How are you?
TAPT Tapped is an app that you've developed. A music puzzle game?
Yes. It's kind of a rhythm game. So the aim is basically it'll give you the name of a song, and there's a little button in the middle of the screen, and each time you press the button, it plays the next note of the song. So the aim is that you've got to press it in the right rhythm to kind of play the song.
And you created this all yourself. It's all been done relatively recently, and over 10,000 downloads, I'm told. That's a success.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. So I'm doing a PhD in music, but I decided to start learning to program in January or so. And I released the app in June, I think, around the start of June. And yeah, it's had about 10,000 downloads now, and the revenue has gotten into the thousands, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Right, so your background is in music. So would you see Tapped as an educational tool, or is it purely fun, or how would you sort of market it in that way?
It's kind of a stepping stone to an educational tool that I wanted to make originally. It does have some useful aspects as it is currently. It sort of helps motivate you to try and learn these little tunes because it's sort of gamified, but I do want to make a more education-focused version of it. Tapped is a little bit of the code that I have developed for this educational version, and it just was a little bit easier to take it in chunks and, you know, focus on one element and make it its own app, and then I'll be able to recycle a lot of the code from that in the future version.
How do you bring an idea, though, to fruition? I mean, you know, in this area, some people would go, I've got this idea, but how do I do it? Do I have to pay thousands of euro for it? Or what's your story? How did you develop it?
I think I'm lucky in that I have a kind of slightly obsessive personality, and when I have an idea that I want to finish, I tend to just keep focused on it until I make it happen. So what I started doing in January was following the documentation on Apple's website about how to learn. There's a new language that they've developed in the last few years called Swift. It's basically a pretty modern programming language. So I started learning it. And then the key thing, I think, with programming in general, or with probably most things in life, is just to break it into small enough pieces that you can kind of tackle them one at a time. So for me, the first piece of the puzzle was to figure out, how can I detect a rhythm, and how can I compare a rhythm that somebody taps on a screen to the correct rhythm? And so I made a little set of algorithms to figure that out first, kind of on paper, just mathematically, by working out the logic of what needed to happen. And then I was able to just translate that sort of line by line into computer code.
Now, it's really impressive, because I wonder how many app companies, if you took this idea, would be able to, you know, bring it to fruition the way you want it. I mean, this is your concept and your way of doing it, really. And I mean, it's got your fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that I've been able to control every aspect of it, and even, you know, from the design as well. Like, visually, I have a particular idea for just what I thought would be a fun way for it to look and for it to be laid out. So I'm lucky that I've had the time to do things like that. You know, it's been evenings and weekends, kind of after work and after my PhD work's finished. I've been doing a couple of hours here and a couple of hours there, and just gradually kind of widening out what skills I have to get it all done.
And you're going to be speaking, or have you already spoke at the ULL conference in Killarney? That's coming up this month, is it?
Yeah, it was actually last week. I'm just back from it
yesterday.
It's called UL, as in...
Oh, right, I beg your pardon. I didn't see the fadder there. Okay.
Yeah. No problem. It's like as in Irish for Apple, I guess.
I get you, yeah. But, I'll see it now.
So I was giving a talk about learning to program as a composer and someone who's not, you know, traditionally... Or two fields that you would traditionally, I guess, think are pretty distinct. And my talk was kind of focusing on how there actually are a lot of similarities between computer or like music notation and computer programming, so, and how this sort of helped me get to grips with what I needed to do to learn to make the app happen.
Excellent. What kind of songs can people tap out on the app?
At the minute, it's got quite a wide range of stuff. There's usually, I go for kind of genre-based categories first, so that there's 70s songs, 80s songs, 90s songs, and then, you know, hits of 2010. And then I have some things like video game songs and movie theme tunes. So anything that has a recognizable riff or a chorus or introduction, you know, suits it. Because, you know, you could have things like very slow lyrical songs that aren't necessarily the best because they're sung in very different ways. And so you want something with a little bit of a rhythmic hook as well as a melodic hook.
Listen, it sounds like amazing.
Luckily, most pop songs. Most pop songs have.
Yeah, exactly. It's the way they're written to get in our heads, aren't they?
Exactly.
Only on Apple at the moment or Android as well?
Just currently on Apple. For a number of reasons, mainly because I use an iPhone and it was just easier to focus on one at a time and perfect when you worked on something that I knew I could have first-hand experience with. But I'm hoping to bring it to Android at some stage, hopefully in the near future.
All right, and you're originally from Letterkenny or based in Letterkenny, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm from Letterkenny. I'm up in Belfast at the moment doing a PhD in music for a year, so...
As if you weren't busy enough, you decided to write and develop an app.
Yeah, it's been. I'm a kind of a workaholic at times.
I'm thinking that already.
When I have the idea, I can't sit still until I've made it happen.
Excellent. Well, listen, there's worse things you could be at, I would say, if you were looking to fill time. So, we wish you the very best luck. TAPT. It's available from the Apple Store at the moment, and hopefully for the rest of for the Android phone users, it'll be available soon enough too.
Yeah, fingers crossed, hopefully. But you can also go to tappedgame.com and it'll take you straight to the App Store page.
Brilliant. All right, best of luck, Stephen. Thanks for that. And just finally, before we let you go, is this a one-time deal or are you working on other apps? Or I suppose now you've seen the light, maybe this is the way you're going?
Yeah, I think, I mean, at the conference, I got to meet a lot of software developers, and I felt really, at home among them, and I felt like it was something, there's a lot of very inspiring stories about people who've had various ideas for different apps, and it's made me want to really pursue the field a little bit more, but I guess at the moment, it's just a kind of a battle for what I can have the time to spend on, but I really do see a pretty good future in at least me making apps that I enjoy making and as a hobby. But hopefully more than that as time goes on.
All right, listen, great to speak to you, Stephen. Continued success. Best of luck with the studies as well. And I'm sure we'll chat again in the future.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks very much, Greg.